The New Marketing Show is brought to you by Trinity Web Media. Trinity Web Media solves business problems through effective digital marketing. TrinityWebMedia.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The New Marketing Show, the marketing podcast where we talk about how smart marketing solves business problems. I'm joined with co-host, co-founder of Trinity Web Media, Kevin Everly. Kevin, how are you?
Greg, doing well. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. I definitely had some technical challenges with the podcast that we had scheduled to post. And how we have things going is everything posts on Tuesday, the long form episode. We recorded the previous week. Yesterday we got, or this morning we got word, today being Monday, that our guest needed to run it through legal and marketing to make sure that everything was fine because it was a guest from a Fortune 500 company. So I wanted to talk about creating opportunities, recognizing opportunities, and missed opportunities. On this situation, I definitely think that it was a missed opportunity on my end because, you know, I should have known, you know, that something of this size needed to be run through a legal department and whatnot. So, I mean, how do you go about creating, you know, and one of the biggest problems that we hear all the time from clients is kind of surrounds a whole opportunity thing. So it's like, how do I, you know, get new opportunities? How do I create opportunities? I feel invisible. Revenue is down, et cetera, et cetera. So what are some of your thoughts on that, Kevin?
I think, you know, anybody who's listened to this show before has heard us say, review, refine, repeat. It's a constant ongoing process. I think we do it quite often, being that we're a small enough team that everybody is typically in tune with a situation or an occurrence, or hey, you know, we're bidding on this job. What do you think, you know, could land it for us? Review, refine, repeat. Anytime we have a win, a loss, or have an opportunity in front of us, I think we're constantly are looking at that.
Yeah, and I think the part of it is just being smart and being situationally aware when it comes to creating your own opportunities, because if you don't, you know, you have to have your ear and you have to listen a whole lot and you have to just be very, very in tune with what's going on in your business and what's happening in order for you to go ahead and create the opportunities that really move the needle.
Makes sense. It's almost like business peripherals. You know, you might have a vision, you might have a situation in front of you, but there's a bigger picture that it's harder to focus, you know. Some people focus on the forest, some focus on the tree.
Yeah, and you never know what's going to, you know, move the needle. I mean, you have an idea and you have a pretty good idea and, you know, you think that you can go ahead and you can, you know, make some things happen, but sometimes, you know, you're off. And, you know, with that comes either missed opportunities or just a way to recognize something different. And I think it all comes back to problem solving. You know, when you're able to solve problems, you're able to go ahead and create opportunities. And then from there, you know, sort of the sky's the limit.
Yeah. I mean, Trinity, you know, while we may not have an agile system in place, you know, our ability to pivot as a small team and be in the know, you know, I love the fact that typically as a team, we can debrief a win, a loss, you know, and anything like that and come back and say, hey, how are we going to do this next time?
Yeah. And how can we do it better?
Exactly.
You know, it's just, how can we do it better? How can we make a situation better? How can we strengthen a relationship? I always see when it comes from, you know, recognizing opportunities, it's about problem solving. The end result when you solve somebody's problem is a stronger relationship. The byproduct of that is revenue. You know, sure. Again, I always go back to revenue is a byproduct. Revenue is not actually something that happens, you know, or something that's super tangible. It's always a byproduct of other things that happen. It's either meeting your goals or creating a stronger relationship. And it's just a part of the game.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We've had, I think, 3 guests from Gangplank. Think about where you just choosing where you were going to start your company marketing press a number of years ago and what office you were going to end up in, what opportunity that created for you.
And what happened was, you know, we solved each other's problems. We were each other's brain trust and we were able to go ahead and work with one another and say, oh, you're having trouble with this? Let me help you. While, you know, very little revenue was actually shared among the group, a lot of revenue was created because we were able to, or a lot of revenue was generated because we were able to create opportunities for one another by having each other, you know, who can, where we can help and solve each other's problems.
Makes perfect sense.
So I think that what happens is when you can demonstrate that you can solve these problems and you go ahead and you solve these problems, you make your company better, you make yourself better, and then you also strengthen relationships with your clients, which, you know, in turn creates more opportunities. It's kind of, everything kind of comes full circle.
It makes perfect sense. And it really is a parallel with what we've done with Trinity.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's about problem solving.
You know, we listened and realized that people didn't really care what tools we were using. As long as we could say what we, you know, we could do what we said we could do, you know, at the beginning of an engagement, people, you know, if we could fix that problem, it didn't matter how. They were grateful because that pain point no longer exists.
You know what's really interesting is, you know, we go back and we talk about how the tools don't matter to a lot of people as long as we can solve the problem. I had breakfast the other day with a good friend of mine, Michael Barber from Godfrey Agency in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And he said, and I told him, I said, you know, our whole company is built on problem solving. Nobody cares about the tools we build. And he said how fortunate we were because everybody that he works with in a bigger agency space, they care a whole lot about the tools because they have different IT departments and they have different people to answer to. So I think that part of it, you know, we are fortunate that our clients in the market that we serve, they do not care about the tools. But there are some markets that they care a whole lot about the tools. It was very, very interesting for me to like have kind of changed my mindset when it comes to that.
You know, that's kind of interesting, especially, you know, with the small business space, we are lucky enough to kind of introduce our clients to our tools, and it's usually above what they already have in place.
Absolutely. 100%, 1000%. So,
you know, we introduce people to Slack, you know, a number of our tools.
Sure. That Evernote.
And we're really grateful. Slack, Dropbox, you know, whatever system we put in place.
Right. And I think that it's just one of those situations, again, where that comes from problem solving. Now, other agencies, other companies are solving problems too, but they're solving problems within the constraints of the tools that their clients really care a whole lot about what they use. So that's, yeah, you know, it totally like changed the way that, you know, I had to think about things.
Funny enough, a lot of times, and this could be me with a preconceived notion, but in our space with small businesses, when clients really, really care about the tools, that may not set anybody up for success because there's already a preconceived idea of what we should be doing to figure out how to solve their problems, typically from a past experience or, you know, working with somebody, or I went to this seminar and somebody raved about this. And
yeah, everybody wants to be an expert and everybody wants to feel like their input is as valuable as everybody else's, which is totally a valid point, you know, which I agree with. At the same time, though, not everybody is an expert. You know, it's the 10,000 hour theory. You know, and just because you sit into in a seminar and you hear one thing does not make you an expert on something else. So I think that when it goes back to that situation that you talk about and tying it back into opportunities, I think that what happens is we have the opportunity at that point to educate. We have the opportunity out there to educate, to provide different solutions, to go out there and say, this is the way we can do it. This is the way that we've done it in the past, et cetera, et cetera. And again, it all goes back into the opportunity of strengthening the relationship. So in kind of switching gears here, you know, that's creating opportunities. A lot of, you know, the other half of the business stuff is recognizing opportunities. Sometimes opportunities come to you in the damnedest of ways where you can say, this is, everybody says, opportunities, you know, problems are just opportunities that, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, a bunch of rhetoric and bullshit. But it's like sometimes they just come to you in the most sideways way. And then you know, you and I and our team and Tammy and Nate and everybody has to sit down and say, wait a second, what if we look at it this way? And sometimes it takes a fresh perspective to recognize a new opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, you're not kidding. One of my biggest pet peeves in business is if you ask somebody, hey, why is this done this way? And it's, oh, well, this is how we've always done it.
Yeah, that does not, status quo does not fly with me.
in the last 10, 15 years, our tech, you know, the technology and the way businesses run, operate, everything's changed. If you have something in place, you know, and it's just because this is how we've always done it, that's the biggest missed opportunity to scale your business, grow, alleviate pain points, you know, while you're on this level so you can get to the next level.
And adapt. You know, we mm-hmm. like we were talking about, we did a bonus episode the other day about adapting to technology and adapting your business. Yes. When we overheard somebody say, the internet killed my business. It's like, mm-hmm. no, the internet didn't kill your business. Your business was hurt because you didn't adapt to new ways of communication, new ways of serving your market. You know, that it's just a lot. It's like people saying, the telephone killed my business.
Mm-hmm.
No, people learn how to operate with the telephones. Oh, the fax killed my business. No, people mm-hmm. learned how to do this. Oh, email, you know, kill. No. People just learned how to adapt. And part of it is really being able to recognize what's going on. And when you can recognize the opportunity and when you can recognize the situation, I think before you recognize an opportunity, you have to recognize the situation. And you have to understand the ground rules of who you're playing with and how the game is played. You know, especially if you're working with larger organizations, like my admitted mistake, I knew that there were ground rules to get this podcast published. You know, I didn't ignore them because I didn't willfully say, fuck it, you know, I'm just going to go around it. Yeah. You know, I said, okay, well, cool. Take a listen to it. And I kind of gave, you know, the veto power. I empowered the wrong person with the veto power because, you know, as much as our guest was fantastic, he wants it out there. He has certain people. There's certain people that we need to answer to. And that's cool. That's on me because I didn't recognize the way that the game is played. So when you recognize who are the stakeholders and how the game is played, then you kind of recognize the situation. From there, once you recognize the situation, and if you recognize the situation and the problem, then you start to see the opportunity.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, we're in such a information is so available to us via the internet and other resources that, you know, you don't necessarily have to be bleeding edge to look at what your, you know, contemporaries or competition is doing, you know, whether it's email, phone, how is your website, you know, hooked up and does it work? It's pretty easy to do that research. There's no reason not to.
Yeah. And part of it is people don't want to do the groundwork when it comes to, you know, and people don't want to do the groundwork when it comes to seeing a situation that's adverse to them.
You know, and
you know, a lot of times it's more about people who end up being paralyzed by the new constraints or the new ground rules that are being.
Yeah, we just went through this with switching over some of our email stuff, right? Hey, how stoked were you to hear I was going to change all our email settings?
I was not stoked in the least. But why was I not stoked? So if we internalize it.
Because technology can be a pain in the ass.
No, because I wasn't stoked on that because it was going to inconvenience me. I felt like it was going to inconvenience me. And because mm-hmm. it was going to inconvenience me with something that I don't know a lot about. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I don't want to be the email person for our company. I don't want to do that shit. So I've always sort of woefully ignored it. And what happens when you ignore things, you know, lots of other things can come out. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's all about, you know, how things are changing and how things go ahead and affect everything else. So I think the last part of this conversation, you know, is definitely what do you do when you feel like you missed an opportunity? How do you handle that?
Number one, recognize it and learn so it doesn't happen again.
Yep. Recognize it, learn from it. And then also there's a situation where, you know, could I have done anything better? You know, recognize and learning, or, you know, I think you can only learn from it when you go ahead and you and you honestly see what part did I play in this situation. You know, otherwise it's if you don't look at it objectively, then it's a problem. So I mean,
If you don't add a few pages to the playbook after a missed opportunity, you're just missing, you know, that missed opportunity compounds itself.
Yeah. And what'll happen is not only will that missed opportunity compound itself, you won't be able to be on your game for the next one.
Exactly.
You know, so I think that what I say, you know, from when you miss an opportunity, it's learn from it. If you can, go back and salvage the situation. If you can't, you know, move on. How can you be better? How can you do things differently? How can, you know, everything, how can you change things to benefit your position and where you are? And again, how do you make things better and how do you make things work for the customer, the opportunity, your business, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, and it's like we talk about constantly, you know, our clients come to us when their pain point hurts enough that they need this problem solved, right?
Right.
If you're not going to look at a missed opportunity as a pain point and learn from it, you've got no chance you have no choice, you know, in the future but to make that same mistake.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that it's just one of those situations where you learn from it. Can you correct whatever happened? Or how you miss things, sure. And then also, how do you make things better moving forward so that doesn't rear its head again? So, So we talked a lot about opportunities here. I hope that everybody can learn something from my mistake and learn something from, you know, confusion, everything. Do you have anything, any parting shots here, Kev?
No, just, you know, keep listening to your clients, your audience, your contemporaries, you know, keep your ear to the ground and make sure you're in the know. You know, no feedback is irrelevant.
No, and that's very true. No feedback is irrelevant. Where all feedback is, you know, all feedback needs to at least be honored. Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, maybe not always listened to, but like, you know, it needs to be honored and have somebody say, you know, is this, what can I do with this? How do I move forward? How do I make things better? And when I can, I do. So excellent, excellent topic. We just kind of turned an adverse situation into a good opportunity. And that's what we do, right?
That's right.
Excellent. Well, thanks everybody for listening. If you take a moment, please subscribe, rate, review The New Marketing Show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever you get your podcasts. We really appreciate you listening and tuning in. Thanks for listening. Until next time, see you later.
See you later.